I mean, I would think UC is like 30 to 40 a year, no?
Yeah, but I...
Or do they give you in-state for living this close?
They give you hybrid now.
Oh.
Oh, there's another, there's a different...
different level.
You don't like, get in-state, it's like in between?
Yeah.
Mm. That's crazy. We house their airport. Like,
do what?
We house their airport, but they won't give students freaking... yeah, they call it the Cincinnati airport, but they don't give kids that live right next to it tuition.
Yeah. Isn't CVG supposed to be for Covington?
Covington what? VG? What's the
no,
VG?
No, like CVG is an abbreviation for Covington.
Oh, is it really?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought, doesn't the airport say Cincinnati inside though?
It does. It's like Cincinnati... airport
virtual
but
getaway.
The abbreviation is CVG. What else would CVG
you
be
walk
for?
In it's not even an airport, it's just everybody's in masks.
Virtual gate.
Virtual Cincinnati virtual getaway. It's just for coming to people who want to get into Cincinnati.
Guys are just in there in masks, just
it's only
just tennis.
It's only for Covington people who want to be in the city but can't get to it.
I thought that I don't. Yeah, I thought that was what it stood
There's
for.
Actually no planes.
There's just a bunch of runways that throw people off.
What does CVG
do you think
stand
that'll
for?
Ever be a thing where we, instead of traveling to vacations, people will take virtual vacations where they.
Dude, I hope
they
not.
Sit in their home and they put on, they have like a VR immersive room and it takes them to Australia. Or,
I mean, why not just do that any day then?
Yeah, right.
I hope not. Hopefully
that would
might,
be how they would spin it as you can vacation every day.
Right. But hopefully that would just be like a thing that you could have in your home. Like that becomes like the new TV and you still travel. It's like,
I don't know if that
mom,
would be a
this
good
year we're going to
TV solution though, because. If I'm trying to watch a movie, I don't want to miss something behind me.
Oh, no, for sure.
What do you mean miss something behind
you? Like if you were in like a virtual reality.
If I'm like in the
so
movie.
So not augmented reality. Like not the thing where like, not like, what's the Apple Vision Pro, not like that. Where like the screen, like you can still see. But
I
like
forgot
the
about
screen.
Apple Vision Pro. I feel like the hype died around that quick.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
But I guess
know.
That's not immersive. That it's not as immersive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no way. And there's no way Apple Vision Pros will become like a normal thing to walk around like New York City with unless it is like the size of like glasses or something.
Right.
I could definitely see that. If they were like the size of glasses, I could see people.
Google yeah. Glass. Don't know what happened to those.
Yeah, but those. Yeah, but it's. They probably
ridiculous.
Died because the freaking the glasses
all those
were like,
had
the frame was this thick. It was like
they had like a huge thing on yeah, the side.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully not though. That would suck.
Well, anyways, welcome into our conversation, episode
32. That's right.
Wow, we're doing a late one here.
I know it
got
is.
Got stuff
late.
Going on this weekend, so we figure we'd just get together and chat a little bit. How's the
we'll chit chat.
I thought you guys had already started and I was trying to hurry down here. I came down from putting Ev to bed and there was just a turd on the floor.
A turd on the floor?
Yep.
Like from a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Or
oh no.
Oh.
Or one of you. Those are the people in the house.
Oh no. Who would have pooped on the floor?
No, I think it was Bear.
Oh goodness.
Because he was trying, remember he was like trying and crying and wanting to go outside. But we said it's raining.
Yeah,
and then he pooped on the
poop. Can you tell if by the turd if it's Ted or Bear?
Nah, not really. But
if it's Bear, it's typically like soup. If it's Ted, it's more
what?
Soup. It's so nasty.
Ew! It was pretty solid.
Did you clean it up, or were you like too committed to getting down here for the pod?
No, I cleaned it up.
Okay, all right, good.
I didn't just leave the poop on the floor.
She's just like, sorry, good. Boys, the episode started.
Sorry, boys, they're in their crates. Yeah, actually.
Wait, was the poop out of the crate? Or
they weren't in their crates. What?
Are they in their crates now, though?
I said, hey, Blake, can you come get the boys? And you said, no, we already started. And then I came down here and you
is
said, we haven't started.
Wait, is that when it happened? When Blake didn't go up and put them
yes,
in their crates?
It
I said, they're just going to sit outside the door. Do you need me to come up? She said, no, I don't need you to come up.
And then he pooped on the floor.
Well, that's
which would he would have pooped in his crate, so it wouldn't have been good either way. But
good, yes.
That boy needs to be re-potty trained or something.
No, we just didn't.
Well,
he was crying.
We just
he was crying, trying to tell us you need to go outside, and we kept saying, no, it's raining.
Just been winging
and then
it.
Yeah, we should have just let him.
Then he just poops everywhere every time you guys leave the state. So
he gets stressed.
Most anxiety-prone dog I've ever seen.
You think that's funny?
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
He's just emotional.
He is. He's super emotional. What, how's your week been?
I shouldn't be laughing.
Mine's been tough.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
I mean, do you want to start? That was kind of...
I'd like to hear about yours first.
Okay. Real quickly, before we get into your tough week, I did want to say, I know we've talked about, or maybe not on the podcast, but we've talked about just like people's driveways and basketball goals on that their driveways. And I'm not saying
like if it's a good setup,
or right? But I'm not talking about that specifically. Actually, it's similar. Anyway, on my way here, I drive that drive nonstop. Obviously, as we know, today I drove it the fourth time on my way back today. But obviously, I've looked to my sides quite often, and I see there's basketball goals everywhere now, which is like fine.
The American dream.
Yeah, there's like a basketball goal on every driveway practically. And I don't know. I just like, you know, if you watch a show a bunch of times and you start to realize things or see things that you hadn't seen before, and just like little minute details. Well, the other day I was driving past like one of these houses with the basketball goals on it. And I was like, what the heck? Like, it was just like I glanced at it and like I'm driving. And so I looked back and I was like, that basketball goal looked like it was like an in-ground cemented into the pavement basketball goal, but it was like next to the garage door. Like there was no room to shoot, but it wasn't like they had moved it. It was cemented in. So then I forget about it. I don't know. Maybe I was coming for a workout.
Hold on. Can you explain? Is it like the garage is like this and it's cemented close to the house?
I will. I'll explain in a second. So then I forget about it. I come work out. I'm driving back. And like, as I'm driving back, I glance at it again because I like had forgotten about it. And then I was like, no, I'm looking at this. So I slowed down. And dude, this basketball goal, someone put an in-ground basketball goal where it's the garage door is right here. And then the pole for the basketball goal, the backboard is maybe 2 feet from the brick wall of the house. And so this guy's just crazy at left-handed shots on the court or something because he can only shoot, or I'm saying he, whoever, can only shoot on the left-hand side of the goal because they have this whole entire flat driveway. Like, the driveway is, like more, like, narrow, but it's longer, and then the garage was right here. Nope, not the middle, not even, like, a little bit to the side. It's right here. It's insane. I don't know.
My parents just like, we'll get you a goal, but I don't want to see it.
I just don't really.
Is that not
getting
in the way of them pulling into the garage or something?
I mean, it's just always at 10 feet. So
where is this? Is this close?
Yeah, it's up the street, dude.
I need to check it out.
Check it out. Mm. I mean, I've never seen it down. I'm not going to lie. That's a great point. If that was at 6 feet, it might be in the way of getting into
Mom
the garage.
Mom backs the van out, just the backboard off.
Dude, it wouldn't knock the backboard off a freaking Denner car. I think cemented in the ground.
One time my mom was in a rush when I don't even know if I was born yet. And she went to back out of the garage to go get my sister from something, like a practice or school or something. And she just got in the van and backed up and didn't wait for the garage door to go all the way up. And just bent that garage door out, just ran right through it.
Yeah, I don't know. Right? Choked a little bit.
It's a sad story.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. I just felt like I didn't want to make fun of them. Maybe they watch. But
probably not.
But why is your basketball
Yeah,
so
I just
close
need to know.
House?
It's kind of...
Yeah, maybe if you're watching, like, comment down below if there's a reason for that.
Kind of... Do you ever get those things that make you feel like... I guess it's cringe, sort of, but like... Where you feel like bad for the person, but also uncomfortable at the same time. Where like, I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but like if that little kid was like, look at my basketball goal, isn't it amazing? And you're like, this basketball goal setup sucks. But like, you don't have the heart to be like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, I guess.
I don't, Do you know what I mean?
I think so. What's the?
I don't know.
Is there anything
to
this?
No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes those things are uncomfortable. Or, like, if somebody does something, like, good for you, but you hate it, and you don't know how to, like, tell them, like, that's not good what you did. I don't have, like, a specific example to go into.
I think I know what you're, saying, but, like, fortunately, I didn't have to walk up to this little boy and say, hey, buddy, your basketball setup sucks.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so like if you were the little boy and your dad like worked hard and saved up and bought you this nice basketball goal and he just positioned it awfully and put it into the concrete and he was thinking he was going to make your day, but you had to be like, dad, this sucks.
Yeah, that would, yeah, it's awful.
Do you know how bad that feels? Yeah, it sucks. That's like the worst feeling.
The dad was just like
having to tell somebody that is proud of what they did that they did an awful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to bring it down. No, that, what, yeah, imagine the dad was just like, he put it in himself, but he just had his head down, just like grinding on this like cement the entire time, didn't realize it was 2 feet from the garage.
There's a guy that is moving in close to my parents, and he, they got this sweet basketball goal set up. He kind of has like a detached garage set up with the house, and like the way the structures are positioned, it kind of makes this like little courtyard area, and so they put like a nice in-ground basketball goal there, and he's got like stamped concrete on the driveway, but they did like a in the concrete like bronze three-point line. Oh, and dang. All this stuff, it's like pretty sweet.
That's insane.
But
is that the house being built?
Yeah, like it? Further down.
Oh, further down.
Yeah,
it's nice. That's, yeah, nice. I another thing I saw this week on Instagram, I was scrolling, and I don't know, it might have been on ESPN. I don't even know if it was or not, so maybe you've seen this, but Khabib, who like used to fight in the UFC, you see that post about like him training like guys in his gym?
No.
It was like the nastiest thing I've ever seen. So like, I wrestled for a little bit in high school, but... And, like, the mats that we'd wrestle on would get sweaty. But, like, it was, like, insane in this video. They were, like, swimming in this sweat. And, it, and like, that was literally, I forget. I don't know who exactly posted it. But the reason for posting it was, like, the caption was, like, look at Khabib's gym. Like, they're swimming in sweat. And it, they were literally.
Like, guys are slipping on the mats and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It was, when they were, like, rolling, they would, like, it was a slip and slide. And, the like, literally when they would fall, like, sweat would, like, splash up. And, yeah, like just absurd amount of sweat. And it's just because they just are, I'm sure, in a hot environment. But it's also just, like, they just, I guess they just don't stop to, like, yeah, clean it. But.
What a disgusting segue into my week.
Yeah, I guess so, dude. Actually, it does roll perfectly with you. But, no, if you haven't seen that, you need to look that up, dude. Like, it's. It's insane.
I'll look it up. I, yeah, staph everywhere. I was listening to a podcast and.
Yeah, breeding ground for staph infection.
This guy who is, it's funny because they post jujitsu videos all the time and like they're in Texas and like it's like that all the time. Guys are shooting takedowns and their feet are just sliding out from under them and all this. But they, he talked about like back in the day when they were like trying to, they were like training to be the, you know, some of the best jujitsu guys in the world. And they would train like a few times a day. He was just saying like I had staff every single month, which is like horrible for you and horrible for your gut if you're constantly on antibiotics and everything. Anyways, why has my week been awful or tough?
You thought you had a staph infection, or maybe you did. I don't know.
I think I did. I don't have really a staph infection. What I've learned is
you do think you had it.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a
yeah.
Oh, okay. I
thought you said
you
thought you had it, then you got put on an antibiotic just in case.
Yeah, so, like, it's really hard to tell. I've had staph before. It's really hard to tell between, like, staph and, like, a spider bite sometimes. There's, like, certain things, like, a staph infection can get, like, kind of hot. But in my experience, it'll, like, kind of the area will, like, expand within a couple days, which was happening. And so, anyways, I was just, like, it was painful. So, I'm, like, I might as well just take an antibiotic. I don't want to like play around with this. So I messaged my doctor and I was like, can you just refill my antibiotic? I was here a few months ago, like for this same thing and whatever. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is what it is. So he was like, yeah. So I start taking this antibiotic on like Friday. First full day of taking it is Friday. Friday, like 3 a.m. I may have already said some of this. I don't know. I don't remember what I said the last time we talked or when the last episode was.
Said you had some dry mouth.
Yeah, I don't think Friday, you were fully there yet.
3 a.m. I woke up and my mouth was like crazy dry. And I was like, I must have just been sleeping with my mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
So drink some water, go back to sleep, wake up, and like my cheeks are like frayed like they've been like burned or something with food. And I don't know. So I was like, this is kind of a weird feeling, but it wasn't really pain. Anywho, long story short, they like developed into like sores in my mouth where I like haven't been able to eat solid food. And like, I went to back to the doctor or went to the doctor and they determined that I was like having an allergic reaction to the antibiotic. Mm-hmm. And it like super weird. I've never even heard of this. It like caused all this stuff in my mouth. So like this whole week, dude, I'm like trying to get back on solid food.
Yeah. So has it been like this whole week that you haven't been? That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it started hurting.
I didn't realize it was last Friday because that
started hurting Saturday and then
a week.
Because
Sunday eating food was tough, and we had our anniversary and a nice dinner, and I was like,
that was like the last like good meal you had.
To the point where like, so like she made breakfast that morning. I ate it and I was like, this hurts to eat. Like my mouth, I think I have like a sore in my mouth or something. I didn't know what it was. Still, I'm still taking the antibiotic up until the day I went to the doctor because I'm like, I got to deal with whatever this is. So, So we eat that. I go to Chipotle for lunch and I was like, it was a mix of, I wasn't super hungry because we had had that breakfast that morning, but I was like, this hurts to eat. And so I like ate like three bites, threw like the whole bowl away. And then we went out to like a steak dinner that night and I was just like, please. So I like drank so much tea and water and stuff just to like kind of like numb my mouth with the cold and like whatever. And then just like wash bites down. But it was like,
gosh,
it was like not an awful experience, but then it still hurt. But I was like, the food's so good and this is our anniversary. I'm trying to get through it, whatever. And then, dude, I think Monday, I like didn't sleep good Sunday night because I like, I couldn't sleep on my sides because if my face like hit the pillow, it was painful. And then I think Monday is when I went to the doctor.
And
I was like, better take my antibiotic before I go in, like, so I don't miss it or whatever. And then I get there and he's like, stop the antibiotic. I'm like, well, I just took it an hour and a half ago. But yeah, so I mean, today is what? Thursday? And I've just kind of, yesterday I was getting very annoyed because I hadn't had like any solid food. I couldn't eat a banana or, so yeah, I just, dude. I got mad and we had the leftover steak from when we were there. So I made like really soft eggs and I cut that steak into little baby bites that I could swallow whole. And I just spent 40 minutes eating it, but it's been like protein shake.
I've basically been going to get him better blend every day. And
dude, I don't, it's like the weirdest eating thing.
What flavor are you getting a better blend?
It's peanut butter
Oreo.
Yeah, peanut butter Oreo is what I've been getting in.
Holy, they got that back.
It's good. Fire.
That wasn't, dude, throwback. When I was at Better Blend, every 5 seconds, somebody would come in and say peanut butter Oreo, and every time we'd have to be like, we can't have that, because when I was there, I don't think it was peanut butter, because we had peanut butter. I think it was the specific Oreo, like, protein powder that they flavor everything with. The price shot up, so he stopped buying it, don't fact check me on this, but it was like something where they weren't purchasing that specific flavor anymore. So they just stopped selling it. And that was like everyone's favorite. They must have brought it back. That's insane.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
I've never tried it.
I get it with almond milk.
The whole time I was there, everyone was saying that was the best one, and I couldn't make it because
go pick some up tomorrow and bring them over. I'm sure I'll have it for lunch.
I've had it the last three days.
I need to go back to Better Blend soon. You know what I miss, dude? Every single day when I'd be there, I'd get one of their acai bowls. Their acai
bowl.
Acai
so
bowl would send me over the edge right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, it would. Because I would get granola and stuff.
I wanted to get one when he was getting...
Well, what are they at now?
It was going to be like $12.
What?
Yes, because the topping...
What were they, like $6?
The toppings...
They're like $7.
...are extra now.
The what?
The toppings.
They're extra now?
Yep.
No, that was our whole thing.
I know.
They were free.
Nope.
Okay, Isaac, CEO of Better Blend, I know we're good buddies. I have your phone number. But
stop it.
Call him right now.
If you can
settle this.
If you can.
Thank you for bringing back peanut butter Oreo.
I promise I will. Actually, no.
Don't make promises.
I'm not going to make a promise, but I'll do some videos for you.
Yeah.
I'll do some videos for you.
Video me drinking it like. In pain.
Videos for him if he does what? Lowers the price of the acai bowl?
No, I don't need you to lower. I just need you to give us our free toppings back.
Just don't charge me $1.50 to put granola on it. That's all I'm
saying. It's $1.50 now?
It was. They're different prices depending on the toppings.
Oh, wait. Aren't there different size bowls now, too?
Yeah, there's different size bowls.
Yeah, see, when I was there, there was only one size bowl.
Mm. But yeah, it's like. So, like, strawberries are like 50 cents or something to add.
Yeah.
But then, like, granola was like $1.50 or something. It was craziness.
Wow.
And then I want to, because of my original, you got like four toppings.
No, you did. You got four. I mean, technically, it was just included. So it was like you were losing money if you didn't get four toppings, basically. But it felt, it was still like a cheaper price because it would, they would just say, like, the advertisement said,
you got four.
Four, right? Free toppings. Yeah. And, but you could just, what everyone would do, if you wanted just two things, you just get double of two, right, things. Like double granola, double strawberries, or, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, because I got granola, strawberries, blueberries, and cacao nibs.
I wasn't a huge cacao nibs guy.
I love the cacao nibs.
But no, it's, that's just like, that's just like on, that's just like on, what did, oh my gosh, why am I blanking right now? The TV show I've been watching nonstop, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, when Terry gets obsessed with cacao nibs. Those are the sourest things ever. Those are the sourest things ever. And he's
just,
like
the crunch.
Eating them for a snack. And they're like this big.
Little dark chocolate.
Dude, anyway, Megan and I went to, it's been, Megan has had Chick-fil-A and brought it home and eaten it in front of me like three times. And I mean, I'm like,
yeah, you guys,
that just sounds like heaven. I just sit there and I watch and I smell the fries and I can't.
You told me to get something for myself.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying I want Chick-fil-A so bad. I'm like dreaming of when I
go
can
get
go
a
back
peach
in
milkshake.
There. I've had three.
I've gotten him them.
Dude, my diet's consisted of a Better Blends thing, whatever they call it, milkshakes and protein shake. The other night, I couldn't eat dinner because my mouth was hurting, and then we went to a movie, and so I was like, I'm just going to not eat, I guess, but I'm like trying not to lose weight. And so
you're losing weight.
And so, dude, I went to the doctor Monday. I was 208. Tuesday, I was 201. Okay. So
let's get it. I'm catching up for real. I'm gaining weight right now.
I was 202 today, though, so we're good. We're back. We're on the mend.
Tough.
I did, though. We came home from the movie. It was like
still 30 pounds.
11 o'clock, and I'm like, I need to eat something. I had a protein shake, one spoon full of peanut butter that I swallowed whole off the spoon because I couldn't have it
touch my cheeks.
How do you
swallow a whole peanut butter thing?
Put the spoon upside down. I go like this. And then I curl my
tongue. You
have
to smash it a little bit.
I curl my tongue where it doesn't touch my cheeks, and I just swallow it back. That's how I've been eating everything. I put small bites of eggs in my mouth now, and I just mash them with my tongue in the roof of my mouth.
Yeah,
and
you
I
have to mash
shoot
with
them
the
down
the
throat.
But no, yeah, dude,
I had
been doing
a protein shake,
like how
one
eats.
Spoon of peanut butter, a Chobani yogurt, a Jell-O, and a pudding.
Why are you eating Jell-O and pudding to gain weight?
Not to gain weight. I'm just trying to get
some
calories. I'm like hungry, but
Jell-O,
I can't.
That's not calories, is it?
I don't know.
It's like two calories. Jell-O, in a pack of
Jell-O. Jell-O probably
what,
has
Jell-O
nothing.
Jell-O feels good,
it.
Though.
It probably has nothing.
It feels
in
good? It. Like on the cheeks?
Play that clip of me accidentally putting my finger in it and it made that noise.
Ew.
It did.
I forgot to bring a fork down for the noise. Jell-O, and I was trying to figure out how to eat it, so it wouldn't come out, so I had to like put my finger in it, and it was like.
Hopefully we got it. We can put it in if we did. It was, that's a little behind the scenes. PBS.
I didn't know you were watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I just finished it, actually.
Oh,
that's
you
what
did?
You got from what I just said.
No, literally, yeah. I just, dang, what? I didn't, I feel like I've been telling everyone because
I didn't
I feel
know.
Like no one watches it.
I don't know if
no,
I actually finished it. I don't think I finished it. No, I did. I did.
No, I'm saying you finished it, though.
Mm-hmm. My only, well, I don't want to say only, but I think it's like a good show. Like it was entertaining, but when it ended, I was like, that's it, kind of.
Yeah.
Because the story went nowhere. Like,
I feel like the last season was just kind
of
like...
Well, the last season was, but I'm just saying in terms of the entire show, it went 8 seasons and two things happened. Basically just one, though. Two things happened across 8 seasons, which I honestly, I thought, like, part of the entertaining aspect of it was, though, that, like, they were really just, like, going about everyday, like, life, and there was always something different, which was, like, entertaining. But when you zoom out, basically, the two main characters get married and have a kid, and then the captain, throughout the entire season, just basically, like, gets fired, becomes captain, gets fired, becomes captain, gets fired, becomes captain, gets divorced to his gay husband, and then at the very
end... I have not finished this show.
And then
he's dead, you know.
And then... Yeah, you told me that. Yeah, okay. Way to bring the room down again. Last time we brought this up, and then
he's my profile picture on Peacock.
Oh, is he really?
Captain Holt. Yeah.
And then at the very end, they just get remarried, and so basically two things happen: the two main characters get married and have a kid, and then they get remarried. That's the entire development of the characters. I'm not saying like the show is good and it's funny, but just the development of, if you're like looking at it from an actual, like, how good is this show?
Yeah.
The development of characters is not great, but
dude,
maybe that's too technical.
This might be a hot take.
We finally finished all the Harry Potter movies with Lacey last night.
Oh, gosh. How long have you guys been at that? 8 months?
Yeah, probably.
Kind of.
Yeah, 8 months.
That was a crazy guess.
Probably not 8 months, but yeah, a long time.
I didn't think it was amazing.
Well, you
in
just
general
wasted
or the
three...
last or the ending?
Or you
like,
just wasted,
I was
basically...
into it, but like it's all building to this ultimate thing between Voldemort and Harry Potter. And it was like, it's a. Have you seen them?
Nope. I've seen like half of them, but what I was about to say was you. You watched it for 8 months, but you actually used up 3 months of your lifetime sitting in front of that TV because those movies are long and like there's a
they
couple good aspects.
They're not that much. I mean,
there's
a lot
couple
of
good
the
aspects.
Marvel movies are just as long as those things.
Yeah, but those don't feel long.
But they neither are building this whole thing. The final movie is two parts. The first part of Deathly Hallows is one of the worst movies ever created. It's this weird, like, they're in the wilderness and
which
this guy
that?
Gets spliffed. And so they have to, like, sit in this weird tent that she had in her purse. And there's, like, all this sexual tension between them. And, like, you don't know who... Does Hermione like Harry? Does Hermione like Ron?
That's the one where the entire movie is just the sexual tension between them. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're just out in the
wilderness. No, that's a perfect example.
Bro.
They just had nothing else to do, and so they're just like, well, we haven't done, like, the dating thing yet. We haven't done the love interest thing yet. And so it's like...
Voldemort is just, like, out there. He's just, like...
So it wasn't that they just decided to do that. They were doing the
book. Like
the author did.
No Voldemort action in that movie. And then I'm like, okay, well, Deathly Hallows Part 2, it's about to be crazy. It wasn't that crazy. Also, I'm not going to like spoil what happens, but like the big fight.
How long have these freaking movies been out?
You know, Harry and Voldemort, this big thing in the end was like 2 minutes. And then it was like, kind of felt unresolved, kind of felt like they didn't answer questions around how it even happened. And like,
gosh,
I was just, I had seen these movies before. I don't remember any of it. I think we've said that. So it was like watching them for the first time. I was underwhelmed.
Isn't that so weird when that happens?
Yeah. When you don't remember the movies.
You know for a fact that you've like, done something, read something, watched something all the way through, but you just remember no aspects of it. Like, it's crazy that your mind would just, like, completely throw something out of your brain.
Well, yeah, but Megan and I watched them in high school for the first time.
Okay.
We were, you know, preoccupied.
Okay.
So, that was the... just talking and getting to know each other, you know. What are you into? What are you not into? Yeah. That kind of stuff. Also, can I just, I don't know if this would be a PSA or something. I had to get a steroid shot this week. I don't think I told you about this.
Yeah, you did.
I did? Dude, why does it have to be so kinky?
I know. No, when I had, so on the last, or whatever, last episode, two episodes, when I had that allergic reaction to the wasp, my dad was like, you're going to have to get an injection. And I was like, why does it have to be there, though? And I didn't have to get that.
Not even that it's just there. First of all, it's a little dishonest. My doctor goes, I'm gonna have her come back in. And it's just like young, like early 20s girl who was nice, but she was like she just felt like a little like kind of nervous or something when she was checking me in before anybody knew about a steroid shot. She was just kind of like, oh yeah, right, like whatever, you know. And then he goes, she's gonna come in and give you a steroid shot. And I said, okay. And
wait,
he
so said, young 20-year-old gave you a steroid shot?
And I said,
that's crazy.
I said, okay. And he said, it goes in your hip. And I said, okay. And then she comes in with the needle and she goes, have you ever had one of these? And I said, no. And she said,
pull your pants down.
I'm going to tell you. She goes, it does hurt a little bit. Did he tell you where it goes? And I said, he said, it goes in my hip. And she goes, okay. It's more like your butt. And I said, okay, dude. So I'm like,
wait, she just said that.
She like told me to stand up because for some reason, like when I went in, she like never told me to sit on the diagonal table. She was like, sit in that chair over there. So
yeah.
I did. Well, then I stand up because she like told me to stand up. And then she like kicked the like foot plate in on the diagonal bed. And she was like, so I'm just going to have you face the corner and just pull your pants like halfway down. Dude, she had me lean. She had me pull my pants down, face the corner, and bend over like this. She said, put all your weight on your hands. So I was like, butt out like this. And then she was like, do you want me to count or just do it? And I was like, just do it. My whole butt's out.
Just do it now.
She put the shot in. That needle was in my butt for like 30 seconds. I guess what? It's like it goes in the muscle. I guess it's like a slower.
Oh, like she had to keep it there?
Yeah, she was like, all right, pushing the medicine in now. And it was like, it was wild, dude. Then she slapped a Band-Aid on me and I just awkwardly.
She's like, you want a Band-Aid? And she's like.
Slapped it right on there.
Dude, you like slapped your butt. Like, you're like, oh,
good to go.
Dude, I was like, I mean, that's such an obviously awkward. I was just like, I guess I gotta lean into it. She's gonna see my butt and
lean into it. Would you like?
Like, I just can't. I just can't think about it. I'm like, I'm just gonna do exactly what she tells me to do. Like, pull my butt out and face the corner. Why does it have to be like that,
though? I don't know. Why does it?
Put the thing in my arm.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Or just like. Let me stand and do one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need me to bend over with my whole butt out.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Yeah, did it hurt?
No. Like, I mean, I guess it's going into the muscle, so it hurts as much as any shot. And it's kind of like...
I just feel like...
It's kind of a... It kind of gets uncomfortable when, like, they leave the needle in so long, yeah. You know? But it didn't hurt that much. It hurt more, like... On the drive home, it got sore a little bit, but then it felt fine. That wasn't.
Could
a big
you
deal.
Could you feel the medicine like going into your
no
muscle? Because that's how like when I used to get
injections. Oh, I thought you were gonna say, do I feel like the anything from the steroid or
no? Anything? I meant like when she was injecting it.
No, I didn't feel like a liquid or anything.
Because like that was the weird thing when I used to get injections my back. They would like you can physically feel like stuff being injected into your body. It's crazy. It's weird.
Do you ever
feeling.
Get up in the morning and take a cold, first drink like of water?
It was cold. Mine was just like pressure, like because it was in between the plates of my like spine, and so it was like, it's weird.
Do you ever get up and you take like a first drink of cold water in the morning and you feel it run all the way down?
Yeah. That's not even just in the morning. That's just if it's really cold and my body's hot. I feel like.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just notice it in the morning.
Yeah, maybe it is only in the morning. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyways.
It says they put it in your butt because it's the biggest muscle, and so it can best handle the cortisone injection.
can best handle it.
Yeah, because it's a big muscle. What if somebody's and there's got a lot of really fatty tissue. Butt? Huh?
Yeah, I feel like...
What if somebody's got like huge biceps and a little butt?
Yeah, I feel like my... I don't know.
It also says the fat there also helps because it helps it disperse slowly.
I just feel like there were so many ways that we could have gotten it into a muscle without me having to show my cheeks.
It is. I don't even think. I just think the craziest part is that your doctor. Did your doctor actually say hip?
He said hip. She said butt, and she was correct.
Yeah, he lied to you.
Well, that's crazy that he said hip because then that just makes the. Especially as like a girl like a nurse came in and was like, "Oh no, that's wrong. I need you to pull your pants down." He's like, "You're like wait," and you just went with it. You didn't even question.
Yeah. I remember I used to go to the chiropractor all the time and there was only young girls like maybe college or something that worked at this place.
That were adjusting you?
No, my chiropractor would adjust.
But then she had only these younger girls that worked for her, and I would have to go in because I had like something with like sciatica going on. And so she would adjust, but before she would adjust, they would do like stim treatment with like electronic stuff on my so they would put the pads on and this girl would always like try to get it low on that joint, I guess. So she would pull my pants out and like snap it on my butt cheek, like the sticky thing, and then like whoosh, like let the and then I would have to sit in there with that thing like electrocuting my
dude. It is weird about that because I was dealing with like similar stuff when I was going to the physical therapist, and she would literally like the first day she did that like examination thing, which she knows what's wrong, but like.
Mm-hmm.
Still different to like actually like feel like what's going on. And she started at the top of my back and I was like, it's my lower back basically like into my butt cheeks. And she eventually got there. And then every day after that, basically for 30 minutes straight, this girl was just digging into my butt cheeks.
It's like, we need to work on those butt cheeks some more.
Literally, dude. It was the weirdest
thing.
Did
you think maybe it was like off the books?
Dude, it was
you're like, I feel fine.
It was
leave
uncomfortable.
My cheeks alone.
No, dude, it was uncomfortable because like it was one of those things where it like it genuinely like hurt because there were like knots or whatever, yeah. Like that like have come down from like the lower back, like tightness, yeah. And pain. And so I would literally be like, oh, on this table, dude. And she'd just be like driving with like her elbow or something, dude.
Weird. I got that massage that one time from that lady. It was an older lady who was like a medical massage. I might have told you about this.
I think we've talked about this on the pod, haven't we?
Yeah.
It was only, she had like an office space with like rooms back there. It was just like in a general office building and she had a part of it.
Right.
And it was only me and her in there. I just went in this dark room and whatever. And then at the end of like, she did the massage. The massage was good in terms of like what I was looking for like my muscles or back or whatever. And then, but she talked to me the whole time, dude, which drives me nuts because I was like, I could have tried to sleep or something. But at the end, I've always had like a knot in my hamstring. And I was like, can you like work that out? Or like a physical, you can see it if I flex my hamstring. And she was like, I'd like to take a look. Yeah, let me see. And so she like literally like looked at it and was like, oh, that's weird. And never fixed any of it. So
dang,
she was just kind of like, that's interesting.
She just really didn't want to dig into it.
Huh.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
That is a knot.
You are. How long you been doing this?
How long you been treating people?
Yeah. Anywho, what are you doing over there?
Sorry. Playing footsies like you do.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you've been good today. You haven't touched the XLR cord today.
I have. You just didn't notice. Well, what you been watching any Olympics?
Honestly, I don't know why I haven't. I need to watch more. I enjoy watching them. I just haven't, or maybe I don't. I don't know. Maybe I'd be
maybe
more proactive.
I just don't like it.
Maybe I'd be more proactive about watching it. No, I have watched. I've watched a little bit. Like, I'm somebody who I hate watching things that aren't live. So it really gets on my nerves too.
Aren't alive?
That are not live. Oh. Like, it's not a live feed. Because, and that's probably just because I'm on my phone way too much. But, like, I just always see stuff about, and they'll post the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, right. So, like, I have Peacock. And mm-hmm. So, you could watch it live on there.
Mm-hmm.
but I think you can only watch it live on certain times on like at on the TV. But then they rerun where like at night in the evening when everyone watches, or I feel like most people watch. But like, I never know what's a rerun and what's live because I'm seeing things all day on my phone. So and so got a gold medal. So and so did this, and then I'm gonna watch it. And I'm like, okay, I think this is that one. But then it's like, it's three in the afternoon though, so this could be the start of one of the and then like obviously once it gets later, it's all reruns. But anyway, yeah. I've watched some reruns of the gymnastics. I did watch the first round of the USA basketball game live.
With Serbia?
Yeah.
Dude, they came out ice cold. Did you watch the beginning of that game?
No, they did not.
No? Huh?
No, they popped the frick off on that game.
Well, they ended up winning, what, 1-something to 80-something?
Dude, that was the best they... That was the best they played ever.
The first 6 points of the game were terrible.
Yeah, the first like couple minutes of the USA? Game, yes. They were just like ice cold.
What are you talking about? They missed everything.
No. We was watching a different game.
We only watched the first like,
they
5 minutes.
They went up 6-0.
Yeah, it must be
Serbia did.
Game. Yeah, Serbia went up 6-0 or something.
No, because then on the...
We thought it was the wrong
No, because
team.
I was watching...
We did not think it was the wrong team,
No, because
Megan.
I was... We were... I
think I can
watched,
tell LeBron James from Nikola
I watched
Jokic.
That game from start to finish, and they... like, Serbia and the U.S. had just played an exhibition match, and the U.S. only beat them by one. And so they were literally talking about how, like, once the game had started, the U.S., other than... I think the only lead Serbia had was, like... when Serbia came back and it was like 6-7 or something. And then the U.S. were ahead the entire game and they dominated. Like, obviously, like, they weren't hitting every single shot, but they were playing very well. And just honestly, just like chemistry, I think, was
we
like,
only watched the first few minutes and they looked very cold. So
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I could have swore that.
They ended up winning the game. I saw that.
Well, I know that, yeah. But because I literally remember thinking that. And then like,
what Dwayne is the Wade, format to get a gold medal in that? If
Dwayne Wade was literally commentating, he was like, you can tell these guys took that like 1 point win personal. They're like playing so well right now, blah, blah, blah. They're wanting it.
I wonder if they, but if like USA beats Serbia, is Serbia out or what's the format?
No, it's like this whole, I tried to look it up because I don't even know exactly, but it's like this whole thing where there's groups and like group A, B, C, D. And I guess now that the U.S. has beat Serbia, they're like at the top of the group. And then it's like, and then like once the groups, I think a leader comes out of the groups and then those leaders then go into a normal single elimination bracket. So I don't think it's like.
So you got to like qualify for the.
Yeah, I don't think it's like an actual bracket right out from the start.
My buddy and I were talking about this today. I don't know if you feel like this. I feel like I could go to an Olympic handball match and hang.
I haven't watched any this year, but I do. I've seen handball stuff. I think about it, but some of those dudes do have some pretty crazy like rotation with their hand, with their wrists and stuff when they're throwing that.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, and like I probably couldn't do
you just
what
mean if
the
you just launch as hard
do.
As you can.
Well, just like there's no dribbling. I'm just kind of running around. And then I jump and I just throw it at the net as hard as I could. Like, I feel like I could score.
It's true. What sports, like, are there any other sports? Are there any sports in the Olympics that you think you could hang with? Maybe not easily.
Those people train their whole lives.
Handball? You think they've been training their whole
life? Maybe not handball. What is hand? Why do you? Is handball more popular in other countries?
Handball
is
basically
just
like basketball and soccer, basketball and hockey mixed, right? Like
that's why hockey. Why'd you put hockey in there?
I don't know. Because it's kind of similar.
Do other countries play it?
Well, and
more?
I think it's three periods, right? Or no? Or maybe I'm wrong.
I have no clue. I don't know the rules of handball.
I might have been confused. What are you saying?
I'm saying, do other countries play handball more than we do? Or is it just, why is it an Olympic sport?
I don't know. I got to look up Olympic sports.
Speaking of the Olympics, there's an Eiffel Tower right here in Lego form.
We should have said it here.
We should have.
It'll still be on with it next week, maybe.
Yeah, that would be a...
I don't know that it would... It's not going to fit there with your mics.
Yeah.
Do you know what my...
You could sit it on the ground, I guess.
Somebody told me I look like Michael Phelps today. You ever thought that?
No.
Never.
Yeah, me neither.
Michael Phelps is not attractive, so.
Oh, well, thanks then.
Whoa. Dude.
No, I said you don't look like
I think
him.
He's an attractive dude.
You do?
Oh, well, thank you.
But I also don't think he looks like Blake.
What?
You just said thank you first.
Did you see the thing when Simone Biles was about to do like a routine and they showed Michael Phelps and then they showed Serena Williams and then they like Simone Biles and they were like all these goats just like in this room?
No, I haven't.
I feel like if I put my head down for the next 4 years, I think I would have potentially a good shot of being on the team for handball, table tennis, or badminton.
Table tennis, no
table
way.
Table tennis, no.
For the
maybe
USA?
Maybe badminton. I think if I
trained.
I
don't
trained,
think so either. No, badminton's I love playing. Like,
if
badminton's
you trained
so
for 4
fun,
years?
I still don't think. Those guys are crazy.
I haven't watched badminton.
Or maybe
so
like female boxing. I hear that's going well.
That's true. No, just normal boxing in the Olympics is garbage.
I haven't
watched. We were watching that yesterday. I have watched some boxing. We were watching it when we were eating dinner the other night. It was like, and I think they're professionals like maybe in their country. But
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe the U.S. is just superior in boxing.
Have you watched any 3-on-3 basketball?
No, I haven't. Is it on?
That is also a
thing. I need
to
look it up.
I don't understand
like
that
the
either
fact that, like,
we already
have
basketball.
We have basketball and we added 3-on-3.
Yeah, because 3v3 is just like.
Why?
Cool. Just like, oh.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are cool, but how is I don't know.
What do you
I'm
want
surprised
to be in
that like darts is not in the Olympics, honestly, with what else
you'd
is
rather
in
darts than
cornhole
basketball?
What?
You would rather darts than 3v3 basketball?
I don't know that anybody
3v3
in
Europe
else in the world
plays
play cornhole.
I just think 3v3 is cool because it's like a pickup game. Like it looks like a pickup game.
Yeah,
you
but
never
this is
see
the
that
Olympics.
Format. I know you never see that format, though.
Breaking? There's breakdancing in the Olympics?
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
We need to watch that. I want to watch that.
I put 4 years of my life. I can get in for breakdancing.
For dancing?
I think
so. Badminton.
BADMINTON.
Nice. Ding, ding,
Minton.
Ding. Badminton. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, you think if I quit my job and we train, do you think we could send a team to 3v3 in 2028?
Basketball?
Frick. But who are these guys? They're
yeah,
obviously
but who
not
are they?
Good
it's
enough
not
to
LeBron.
Be in leagues. Nobody's going to play for the 3v3 team over the USA.
Oh, actually, like, I don't know. I thought it was similar guys.
You think?
I thought it was. Maybe
you
not.
You think it's NBA guys?
Yeah. Who do you... Other countries are NBA people, man.
No, I know. I mean, who's playing 3-on-3 basketball?
I think they just choose. If they, like, I don't know. Or maybe they, like...
They literally just played a 21. We got beat by Latvia. So, hope it wasn't our good NBA guys.
Oh, really?
Is that... It says Jimmer Fredette, but I don't... he might have been a commentator.
We got beat by Latvia.
Is that women's or men's? I don't know. There's so much crap going on. We got Canyon Berry. He's our guard.
Oh, frick.
Jimmer Fredette, guard. So two white guys off the rip.
Frick.
That's why Latvia beat us.
Maybe it isn't.
Kareem Maddox is a forward and Dylan Travis, guard. We got a team of all guards. 3v3, we got one sub. Three guards and a forward.
The title of this CBS Sports article is "Why is Team USA so bad at 3-on-3 basketball?"
We have three white guys.
Yeah, I didn't know we didn't care about it, but apparently we don't because I don't know who any of those guys are.
You don't know
Jimmer
Fredette? Jimmer?
No.
You don't know who Jimmer Fredette is?
Who is that?
Who did he play for? He was like a.
His name
he went into
Jimmer?
The NBA. Oh, he was like big at BYU.
Oh, I don't know. Frick you.
Shut the F up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he's pretty famous. But I feel like you and I could lose to Latvia.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it was those dudes. Maybe we could then. Just kidding. Basketball is probably.
Hey, no tomorrow game. We play France.
33?
You come over?
Maybe, yeah.
It's at, these guys, most of these.
12:35 p.m.
Wait, 12:30, like live, then 5 p.m. rerun? Is that what it's saying?
I guess. I don't know.
Only one of the guys on the team is taller than you, so.
Taller than Blake?
Yeah.
Is it the Kareem?
Kareem.
Yeah. What are the other guys?
He's 6'8".
6'8".
Oh, dang. You said all guards.
He's a forward.
Well, actually, what am I saying? Guards are 6'8". Normally.
Other guy's 6'2". This guy's technically 6'6", but that's guard, pretty much the same height as you. And then 6'3".
Yeah, I'm 6'1". So would I be the
shortest guy? Well, the one guy was 6'2", so it was pretty close.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you'd probably be the shortest guy there.
Tough.
Yeah, having a team of four for 3v3 and having three white guys is a crazy recipe.
Yeah.
The Olympics. So when will we have winter games 2 years from now? Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then are winter games also every 4 years? They're just 2 years offset? Mm-hmm. Okay.
We used to have Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games on Wii, and we played it all the time.
That game. That game was so cool. Mm. Do you know where the Olympics are?
2028?
The winter ones or the...
Well, I think
the summer.
2026 winter is in like somewhere in Europe.
I don't know where they are. 2028
is in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That's going to be... LA's going to be bumping.
LA, or no, is Vegas. Who just had the F1 race? Vegas just had an F1 race, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But Olympics and they got the
golf tournament. And what'd you say?
Olympics will be way bigger than that.
Yeah. Olympics is one of those things that I think would be stressful to go to because there's so much happening. There's so much to see. It's all in different events and venues, and you're trying to get there and like.
Really? I almost feel like it'd be
hard because, or you just have to be.
You buy tickets for
that? I'm just going to see.
No, I almost think the opposite.
Yeah, you buy tickets.
Right? I think it would be less, like, I think it's more intimidating, like, virtual or just, like, online because you can see all these events happening, but it's really just different things happening in different places. Like, they're not, like, all in one arena. It's, like, chaos. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Or you were saying, I thought you were saying it'd be, like, a lot. Like, it'd be chaotic.
So I'm saying, like, yeah, if you're like, I want to catch Simone Biles at gymnastics, but I also want to see, like, men's basketball play, and they're happening, and I can't be everywhere. They might not be at the same time, those examples,
yeah, I just don't think,
just saying,
like people do that, though. I think you literally, it's just like, no, we're going to watch basketball today, and you watch basketball for 3 hours. It's like...
Yeah.
And it's also so long, like, if you... I mean, it's, what, 2 weeks long or something?
I think it's longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know how tickets work for that is what I'm
It would be
asking.
Cool to go the, just now that golf
sport.
It.
Like
it
a normal
be,
thing.
For the sport?
I think it's just by like a normal thing. Like it's just like you want to go to the game tonight, it's a basketball game.
Oh, like they're all separate, you're saying?
That's what I thought. Maybe not.
Oh, you're
not
buying
you buy
like tickets
a,
to
like
the
day
2024
pass.
I think so. That'd be crazy cheap. Be
you don't think you get
cheap.
You just buy like a
They might
I guess
have
if they're
a
all different
out
venues,
there,
you
could
buy
can't
it, I guess.
Really. I mean, maybe. But yeah, they're all like different.
It would be cool to go to the golf
stuff.
Event for that, though, and just walk around like the course in Paris and like see everyone. That, I don't know.
If I went to Paris, I'd have to go to more than just the golf course.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I don't know.
Let me look it up.
We'll have to.
Did you watch Nadal and Alcaraz play?
No. How do they lose?
Did they lose?
They
I don't
lost.
Know.
No spoiler.
It happened like 3 days ago.
Well, they've played a few matches. I don't know.
I just
that
saw
would be fun to go to, like a
yeah,
like a superstar doubles match like that or something.
No, I don't know. I just saw on Instagram. I didn't watch it. I just saw on Instagram that they lost. I'm like, how did they lose?
Well, because they're not doubles players.
But they're literally like they're that duo. I would think could beat anyone in the world.
No, I know
they're also crazy. Nadal's not in his.
It's a different game.
Oh yeah, no, Nadal is definitely not in his.
He's
prime.
Not. But yeah, in doubles is a different game. Like if they played against a team that's like a doubles team.
Yeah, true.
Dude, did you see that photo of the surfer?
I know that's absurd.
That photo is so crazy.
I know that photo rivals like the Trump one, dude. There's some photos that are being. Like, just taken right now. They're just absurd.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Did you say it rivals, like, the Trump just got shot photo?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
In terms of the, like, insanity of, like, the moment. Like, the shot for him, like, for the surfer, obviously it looks like What? What's funny about that?
It's just a crazy take. One is like going to be in kids' history books, and one is a guy celebrating his surfing competition.
Well, I just mean like you have to.
Where he like jumped off the board or whatever?
You have to be. What? So you're saying like that's like doesn't even compare?
He's saying there you can't compare.
Two different realms
of
like that's a cool sports photo and that's like almost an assassination.
Well, yeah, that's what it was. What? I'm saying the in terms of the like get capturing the shot from the photographer. Like that photographer with shots being fired over his head made sure to keep the like keep Trump in focus and then keep the composition to have the American flag in the background stay low enough to where the American flag was flying behind his head. Like
you're talking about the one where he's raising his hand?
Huh?
The one where he's raising his
hand. Like that's like the surfer one could have like that one was legit. But that one, like, you had to be ready for it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, not as, like, it's still, and I guess the Trump one still obviously is, like, more, like, a definitely a higher level thing. But it was just, like, I don't know. For the Trump one, you just had to be so locked in. Like, he just didn't even care. He's like, I'd rather get this shot than get shot in the back.
I'll get the shot even if I get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I think. Anyways. You have Get to Know the Bros, but you also intro the pod.
Do you have a Get to Know the Bros? Do you have a Get to Know the Bros for us?
What? Is Blake finally backing out of his Get to Know the Bros for once?
No, I'll do it.
Not off the dome, but I could think of one.
No, yeah, it's all good. Just not my week. I'm also just, I didn't get question. To intro. So next week, I get to intro and do Get to Know the Bros.
I have a good question, but you'd kind of have to be on your toes and find something. Ooh, this
oh,
boy,
toes are
this
out.
Boy ready. You want to get into it?
Fire.
Okay, so if the question is, if you could show your past self one picture from the future, what would it be? Of like...
Anything?
Of like you or something, you know, about your life. Like, so if 8-year-old Justice or 10-year-old Justice, if you could send one picture from your current life to the past, what would it be?
That's an interesting question. Can I look,
look
at my photos?
Phone, whatever.
Okay, give me a sec here then.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'd have to find like
you have bigger moments. You've had bigger moments in your life than me. This is unfair.
Don't be like that. You're doing good.
Mine's just the pod setup. Imagine. No, I'm just kidding.
Imagine I just show a picture of like me and a baby, and I had no idea who I had it with.
Yeah, I mean that's like the obvious one for you. I don't know what I. That's a good question.
Just you and Evelyn.
Just me and Evelyn.
You're like, who does this baby look like?
This one where you're hiding your face behind her, so it's like, I do have a woman.
You just have to
and
find
a baby.
You're constantly just like going like this. You're walking around just going like this, like looking at people. You're just like covering
I'm
their
just
faces.
Comparing your legs.
Yeah. Maybe like, I think. Like our family picture of Jesse's wedding could be cool, but that's not monumental. It's just like showing like what everybody looks like.
Or just like a fire mirror selfie where you look jacked.
Yeah, that actually would hype me up if I was like 8-year-old. I was like, I finally do grow to over 6 feet tall. Actually, facts. That's what I would show my younger self. I would send a picture of a ruler next to me saying, "You make it, bro. You get
you
over 6 feet."
It.
Here's how tall you are.
Yeah.
You hit your growth spurt.
Yes, because that was when I was young, dude. That was the only thing. I would just like pray to get to 5'10", then pray to get to 6 foot, and then like it was this whole thing of like I was so because I was 5'3" for like
yeah we were all the same
such
height.
A long time. So yes, that would be my answer. My answer would be a picture showing that I'm now 6'1".
Yeah, mine would probably be. Yeah, mine would. I'd probably do a picture of like our whole family with Evelyn in it.
Mm.
So that it's like, I don't know. so that you're like, your family's all still alive and you're you got a baby kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
and you have two Chinese sisters. Oh,
yeah. I guess you're like, that's when you see a picture with just them and you're like, wait, so who did I marry?
Am I Chinese in the future?
You think they're your kids? You think they're your kids? You're like, when did I start having kids?
They don't look anything like me. Anyways. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I don't know. Not that this is sad. I remember one time when I was probably like 7. I was playing in the yard with my mom and I just thought, it was the first time I'd ever thought like, I hope nothing ever happens to my mom. Where I was like, you know, I enjoy playing with her, whatever. And so I was like, maybe I'd send a picture back and just being like, hey, you're almost 30 and she's still doing well. Everybody's good. Wait, what? Put your mind at ease on any of your family you were getting seriously
worried about
ill.
That when you were 7?
I don't think I was worried. It was just the first memory I ever have of being like, are they not going to live forever kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Hmm.
And yeah. So if I could just give Nobody myself does. 20 years of
no anxiety.
I don't have to worry about this for the next 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom would just be in the ruler picture.
She's holding the ruler.
You take a picture of like everyone's faces in the corner and then it's your eye. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what mine would be.
Or just a big family picture, and you're just holding a sign that says you're 6'2".
Yeah, maybe that would be good. Yeah. Or it's just we're all holding up our heights. We're just all holding up. We're all. It's like a. It's
Ethan's
like a. Mug, it's like a
5'11".
It's a big like. It's a big family like mugshot. So the rulers are behind you. Yeah. We're all
you're
lined
like,
up.
You're like, no tippy toes. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'd want to send back, a mugshot of my entire family.
You have to get, yeah. You're like, are they all in jail?
Yeah, just for like the, just so like we confuse my younger self a little bit, we all wear like the jail jumpsuits, even though we're not actually going to jail. And it was really just for the ruler.
Yeah, it was just for funsies.
But anyway, that's all I got.
All right. Anything else, Megan?
No.
All right. Episode 32. Peace.